Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Program, Aaron Fitzgerald. And, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. We know it's been a season of a lot of growth for this program. Before we talk anything that involves records or, you know, match results, just overall, let's just start by talking about the progress that this group has made here this season.
Yeah, we had a very young group this year. We returned just a couple of guys from our varsity squad last year playing some of the lower level doubles. You know, with such a young group, just been working a lot on basic foundation work as we've started the year. You know, these guys are having to compete against teams that are seasoned, that know what they're doing and have that match experience. And so, you know, for us, and I mentioned this in our previous interview, that we're kind of redefining what success looks like for us this year. And a major part of that is we're laying the foundation work. We're going to do things the right way so that these guys could just continue to grow into themselves as a player. And as they continue to mature with the game, we're just going to continue to see more and more success.
Absolutely, I would agree with that. And just looking at this season, I know that the results, even hearing you talk earlier this week to the guys after the match against Indianola, you know, the score maybe didn't necessarily come out the way that you guys were hoping for, but it's one of those things that you talked about defining that success. And hearing you talk to those guys, it was like, we're there, and if we play like this against some of our opponents, those results are going to start to turn, because you're just continuing to see those guys step up and step up. And as a coach, it's going to be really encouraging with a young group to see the guys making those steps here, especially with a really young group as well, knowing that they're going to have those opportunities to really kind of change those results later in their careers as well.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really encouraging seeing, you know, freshmen and sophomores who have never played the game competing with, you know, juniors and seniors in high school. I think that's a testament to the players' work ethic and their commitment to this program, even, you know, as just starting out. It's been encouraging to see them take instruction well. Our guys have been very coachable this year, and that's starting to show. It may not translate to match wins, but you know, we're seeing it happen a lot within games themselves, that guys are going to deuce quite often. And you know, we've found ourselves in several occasions in you know, third set 10-point tiebreak. And you know, that's something that we're going to continue working on. When we get in that situation, it's getting those points that really matter.
Absolutely. And when you just look at this team too, I mean, there's been a lot of really good bright spots. And I think of this week, you know, you've got the win against Oskaloosa on Thursday. And then even before that, you go back to the Knoxville Invitational, and you go back to the Indianola meet there on Tuesday, and you've started to see some guys, even in doubles play, start to click as well. And, you know, you kind of found it wasn't necessarily what you had envisioned when the year started, but you found a doubles team and Liam Zula and a Blake Gallagher that play really well together. And again, just it speaks to that growth a little bit, and you're seeing those guys really start to pick up on the game as well.
Yeah, and I think a testament to you know, what the guys have done this season so far is, you know, we've had these almost surprises, you know, as a result of the work that these guys have put in. You know, like I said, we're just laying foundation work right now and doing a lot of technical work. And so a lot of times when I'm coaching these guys between points, that tends to be the focus. You know, because they're such a young team and inexperienced team, that they can get a little antsy, a little ahead of themselves. So it might just be a matter of, you know, breathing when you're making contact with the ball. It might be, you know, creating the proper swing path, those types of things that, you know, when a player gets nervous, those are the first things that start to go away. And for my guys, I want them to, to just know that even in a match situation where there's tension and there's stress, there's a mental game, but there's, you know, that element of you need to stick to the fundamentals and do those things well. And the guys are doing that more and more. And I think that's why we're starting to see more and more success on the court.
I would 100% agree with that. And again, we're talking to Aaron Fitzgerald, head coach of the Pelé Christian Boys Tennis Squad here. And just kind of looking at it, we talk about it Thursday, getting that win over Oskaloosa. And I know that you mentioned just the fact that redefining success. That's the word I'm looking for there. You're redefining success. But when you do find that success where you get a 7-4 win, how big of a confidence boost was that just for the boys to, you know, they even though they've seen that progress, to really truly find that win and just kind of get that under their belt and just kind of recognize that it is something that they are going to be capable of doing?
You know, we've placed such a big focus on the foundation work that when they start to see it translate to wins, that gets them really excited. And, you know, in that situation there, they know we have an opportunity to win. And, against Oskaloosa, we had guys in changeovers asking how the other doubles teams were doing, how the other singles players were doing. And, you know, they're concerned about the team and they want the team to be successful. So I think the guys that we have, they've got the heart of great competitors. And I'm just excited to see what this team will be like in a couple of years from now.
I'm excited to see that too. And I got to come back and just talk about some guys, because I mentioned Liam Zula's name. You know, he's one of those guys that is back from last year's team that, you know, there's not a lot back from last year's team. And I know we've talked about that before, but how big have guys like Liam Zula been and some of those individuals who, even though it may be their first year, I think of a Luke Scherr who's been around the program with an older brother that's played. How big have some of those guys been just in how things that you guys have been developing, how big of a role have they played in just kind of helping the Eagles continue that improvement?
Yeah, they have maturity in the game. Maybe not in court experience, but, you know, like Liam, who played last year and did some alternate work for us and played singles at the Knoxville tournament last year that we won. You know, these guys have had an opportunity to experience competition. And I think having that a part of our team just gives our guys some stability. And looking forward, you know, we've got some young guys, freshmen, who have been around the game of tennis for a while, maybe haven't played competitively, but we're starting to see them develop a good sense of strategy, but also just knowing the in and outs of how a match works. And I think that we take that for granted that, when we're teaching foundation work, that often comes along with having to teach them, you know, how to keep score and when do you do changeovers. And so some of that stuff, even having at least a couple of veterans has really helped to just teach that part of the game as well.
I have no doubt that it has played a big factor in that as you continue throughout the season here. You know, I know that for this team, they would probably love to really replicate what they were able to do against Oskaloosa on Thursday and, you know, find some more of those wins here throughout matches. But I know that that's not necessarily the end-all be-all that we've been kind of talking about. As you look here and we get into kind of the back half of the season here, what are some of the big things that you're looking for from this group as you get ready for the Little Hockey Conference Tournament and then you get ready for postseason action as well to make sure that you're going in with the right mindset, the right fundamentals and all that stuff to really kind of set yourself up to try to keep the season going even longer?
I just tell our guys every day, every practice, every competition we've had, you just take steps forward. And that might be one step. It might be a baby step. It might be a leap. But let's keep moving forward. That's not going to look the same for every single player. They each have different elements of their game that they need to work on more specifically than others. And as we take steps forward, I'm hoping these guys don't look back and ask, you know, the question, what if, what if, what if? I just pray and hope that they continue to look forward You know, the matches, some of the matches against Oskaloosa, you know, it didn't go our guys' way. And, you know, they're kind of beating themselves up, you know, a couple of them about, how they played. And they said, you know, it's a learning experience. We're just going to keep growing. And from there, you know, you're going to start to see, more and more of those opportunities are going to be won.
Absolutely. Coach Fitzgerald, I appreciate your time as always. We wish you the best of luck here as the Eagles get ready to kind of wind down the season here. I mean, hard to believe that we're already approaching the end of the year, but again, just appreciate your time as always and wish you the best of luck with those remaining matches.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Aaron Fitzgerald, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Program here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.